today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. And we have Sherry Smith in with us today, and we're going to talk about empty bowls. And once again, our Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. First of all, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Yes, nice to meet you too.
Well, this is great because we always meet new friends here with Community Connection. And I want folks to also check in on Facebook Live too, because we're doing this as well. Tell us a little bit about empty bowls. You told me a little bit as we were coming in, and really it's fascinating. It's 20 years of good work.
Well, the Empty Bowls is celebrating our 11th year as a fundraiser, but Agape Mission is in February. We'll celebrate our 20-year anniversary. We've fed a lot of mouths in the last 20 years. In 2018, we were fortunate enough to get to move into a new facility. And so we're just thankful to get to go to work every day. We went from 3,000 square feet to about 9,800 square feet. So.
Oh.
It's made an amazing, it's a lot more to clean, but we can feed a lot more people. But Empty Bowls is our annual fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It helps us all year long feed those in need in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And for a ticket price, this is a lunchtime event. And for your $25, you get to come in at 11 o'clock at the Bartlesville Community Center. And we're selling tickets at Agape at 555 South Cass. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to have the committee members and my board members selling tickets. We're going to be working the line as you're lining up. So have cash and check ready. If you need to use a card, we will have Arvest there using a card machine. But you'll have to maybe stand in line a little longer. But anyway, whatever you want to do, we're going to have it available. But for the ticket price of $25, you get to sample. This is like a tasting luncheon. We're going to have almost 40 restaurants from our area there. So you get to taste some of their food, and let me tell you, it is wonderful food. And so we have 8 booths. You can start anywhere on those booths when you come in. And then this is the most amazing part, is you get to go pick out a free hand-painted, one-of-a-kind ceramic bowl. And the thought behind that is, when you look at that bowl, if you're eating cereal or you're eating popcorn or you're eating ice cream, you think, I got this at Empty Bowls. And because of me getting this bowl, I'm remembering that there's hungry people in Bartlesville that needs to be fed every day. So we love this event. It's very unique. They have one in Tulsa for the food bank, but it took us several years to get it off the ground. But we have an awesome committee that works on this every year, and now we've kind of got it down to an art. But it's going to be Tuesday, August 27th, which is the last Tuesday in August. We try to make it always the last Tuesday in August. For a lunchtime event, everybody's got to eat lunch. August is usually hot. We want somewhere that's air conditioned. So it works out really, really good. There's so many people work downtown. So they walk to the community center. This year, I apologize, they're doing a lot of work around there. So I have no idea what the parking's going to be. So just be aware. But we're just so thankful to all of our sponsors. We have presenting sponsors. We've had a couple of articles in the newspaper with all the restaurants. So please, if you want to get your ticket early, come by the mission and get your ticket. Otherwise, we'll just be the board members and committee members will be working the line. Have your check and cash ready.
Now, this is a great event, and of course, it's one that brings a lot of awareness to a problem. We were talking about the people who are going hungry in our community. And sometimes these are people working a couple of jobs or maybe even more just trying to get their family fed, but yet they're not getting the nutrition, they're not getting the amount of food that they need for their entire family to succeed.
That's right. You know, we have many that are working a couple of jobs. Some are working no jobs. Some can't get a job. Some physically or mentally cannot hold down a job. Mm-hmm. So there's this... And many reasons of why people eat there is people. Mm-hmm. But we do our best to make sure that nobody in Bartlesville goes to bed hungry, that you can come get a nutritious meal. You know, it's just amazing that the good Lord has made it possible where we can take what most people, the grocery stores, are going to throw away, which is still perfectly good things. They just cannot sell them, and we turn it in to another day's worth of food. As I was telling you earlier, we just did another record month in July.
Of feeding people?
Of feeding people. We have two programs. We have the on-site program, which is basically a soup kitchen. You can come in from 11 to 2 every day and have a nutritious meal. But then we also do the Food for Kids program in all of the schools in Washington County, which means the teachers, they know their students. I was a Sunday school teacher for 25 years. You know more really about your students sometimes than you want to know. And they have the free breakfast and lunches at the school, but then on the weekends they have nothing. So we were having kids go hungry over the weekend, and by the time they get back on Monday, the teachers was having to buy food out of their own pocket because these kids were hungry. So this program was a perfect fit for us. We started it in the 2005-2006 school year, and we've been doing it ever since. We deliver about 650 sacks the last day of school of every week during the school year. And we have a, we have a group of ladies that come in on Mondays from 1 to 3 at our facility, and they pack those sacks and they get them done, and they get 650 sacks done in that, and they, it's down to an art. They're color-coded, they're boxed by the school, they're loaded on the truck, they have a certain route. You load the first ones last and the last ones first. And, you know, I mean, they've got it down to an art after all these years. And so those are the two main programs that Agape does. And I was telling you that we set a record in July. We served 6,315 meals in the month of July. Now, that's not just a couple of hundred over our record. That's over 1,800 over our last record.
That's
so
amazing.
It's, you know, and of course, kids are out of school. They're needing a place to eat. They're eating mom and dad out of house and home. I mean, I've raised three kids. I know. You can never fill them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just thankful that we're there, and the good Lord makes it possible every day that we can feed the hungry.
Well, Sherry Smith, you know, the new building that you're in accommodates a lot more people, too. You were telling me that after the changeover from the old building that you've been in for so long to the new building, you were wondering how you were able to take care of folks at all.
Yeah, we have our old building up for sale, which we would really love to sell.
It's a nice building.
Yeah, because that money is going to go directly in on the new building, because we still have, we're still raising money, actually, through the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Our capital campaign is going on for raising about it. We thought the building was going to cost us about $1.3 million, and then by the time it got done with the prices of supplies, because it took us 4.5 years to raise that money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't even go to the store one week and go back to the store that something hadn't went up, you know.
Oh, you
so
bet.
Building prices is even worse. And so we were a little short, and so we're about 100, I think it's about 138,000 left to go on $1.6 million. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that our community can do this. And actually, for giving to the capital campaign, we're starting in September. We're having a picture of an actual 2,000-year-old olive tree that some people I went to church with took pictures of in Israel.
Wow.
It's going to go in our dining room, and that is going to be our wall of honor. And everyone that gives to our capital campaign is going to have their name or their family's name on that tree.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so,
that is really amazing.
Amy Jenkins, which is a retired art teacher from Bartlesville Public Schools, and we actually go to church together, she is actually doing the painting beginning the week we're closed for maintenance in September. She's going to start painting. So we can't put names on it till the capital campaign's over, but we're excited.
We're talking with Sherry Smith. She's with the Agape Mission, and we've been talking not only about the mission, but also about Empty Bowls. If someone wants to help out with Agape in a variety of different manners, how is this possible? How do they contact the right people to get on board?
All you have to do is contact the mission at 918-336-5410, and normally you talk to Joyce Cowan. Joyce is having surgery this morning, so she'll be back in a couple of weeks. You can talk to me if you want to get on the schedule. It's nice to know If you already know kind of what day of the week that you can give a couple of hours, just figure that out and give us a call, and we will try to work you in the schedule. There's a few days that we have actual groups from churches, and so they bring all their own people, so we don't want to impose on them. They've already got their group, but we'll let you know when and where and what time that we have openings available.
That is so nice that other groups will give of their time to come in and help support and make sure that everybody's taken care of. That is really nice.
Yeah, we cannot make it without our volunteers. Our volunteers are our lifeblood, because we have three part-time staff and three full-time. Mm-hmm. And no one knows, unless you've ever been in this industry, how many bodies it takes to put a meal on the table.
Ooh,
especially
lot.
When you're making, you know, last Monday we hit a daily record, which was 359 meals in one day. That's a lot of meals. That's a lot of bodies. And then by the time, not only is Roy back there just cooking his heart out, you know, shoveling the food out, and it's good food. I mean, it's not, you know, we by no means have a skimpy meal. We always have some meat or casserole or soup, a vegetable, salad, roll, dessert, coffee, tea. I mean, this is not a, if you had to go out and buy the meal, there's no way that you could buy that meal for under $8-$10. So, and like I said, basically we're taking what the world's going to throw away, and we're still making it for another day or two. And then we keep what we need when we go pick up from two grocery stores 5 days a week. We keep what we need first, and then we share, because we don't want any food going to waste.
Oh, no.
So we have other agencies that's approved by the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma, is how we were able to get these contracts to go pick up the food. And so if they're an agency of the food bank, then we're sharing with them. And, you know, and then it helps everybody.
Sherry Smith with Agape Mission. In case the folks just tuned in or tuned in just a little late and didn't catch the fundraiser that we're doing, it's called Empty Bowls. Let's go over that once again so that everybody has the information and they can participate.
Absolutely. Empty Bowls, mark it on your calendar, is August 27th. It's the last Tuesday of August. At the Bartlesville Community Center from 11 to 1. You can buy your tickets at Agape. 6 days a week if you want to run to Agape and get them, or we will be taking them at the door. There's no difference in price. Mm-hmm. The board members and committee members will be working the line and selling tickets. So if you want to have your cash or check ready, it'll make it go much faster. And if you need to use your credit card, you still can. You'll just have to go inside, because we've got a couple of girls from RVS that's going to be running the card machine.
Very good.
So just come. You get a free bowl. You get to sample almost 40 vendors in Bartlesville, tasting different items that the restaurants have made. And, you know, we can't do this without our restaurants. So we want to give them a plug that we will have banners up. We advertise anything that we have that goes in a newspaper. We're telling which restaurants are actually giving us food. So you can go sample if you want to. If you're thinking about trying, we've got several new ones this year. So we just encourage you to come out. It's air conditioned. It's a lunchtime event. Everybody wants to eat lunch, and for $25, you get to take home a unique, individually decorated ceramic bowl.
Unbelievable. We have a ton of sponsors, and I know that you're part of United Way, but it wouldn't hurt if we gave everybody a little bit.
Absolutely.
Of
United Way, Spirit Church, Phillips 66. ConocoPhillips, Truity Credit Union, Susan Dick Financial, City Church, Bernie Family Foundation, Green Country Village, United Linen. United Linen in kind gives us, loans us tablecloths to do the event, because the event is very, very different as far as all of the volunteers that comes from ConocoPhillips and P66, they wear black pants and a white shirt. We have black aprons that we've embroidered Empty Bowls logo on. The tables are decorated exquisitely. So it's a really nice lunchtime.
Feel. Yeah.
And it's a come and go, but it's amazing how many people see each other at the event. Go, oh, I haven't seen Joe in a long time, blah, blah, blah. ABB, Grand Lake Mental Health, DSR is another big sponsor. Mm-hmm. Sutterfield Financial, Tate Boys, RVest, Union State Bank, Unipro, I've got it. It's on our posters. You'll see these red posters hanging all over town. Dunge's Family Autos, Hilton Garden Inn, Bank First, Stride Bank, Lookin' Sharp. Lookin' Sharp does our aprons because I've got 50 or 75 aprons that as soon as the event's over. The very first year, I actually washed and ironed them. I said, I will never do this again. So we appreciate Lookin' Sharp for doing that for us. American Heritage Bank, Career Employment, Casey's General Store, RCB Bank, Spears Travel. I know I probably missed somebody. Jane Phillips Society, Steve and Susie Clark, Leon and Brenda Williamson, Charles and Ruth Danley, Truity Credit Union, Walmart, First Investment Corporation. It's just, we cannot do it without these sponsors. These sponsors is what makes this event so successful. And I'll tell you that the day of the event, we have anywhere from 600 to 800 people that come through to eat lunch. So it is a busy, busy time. And it's good advertising for all the restaurants. So we hope it's a win-win thing.
You know, one thing about the restaurants, I'm new to town, so what do? We purposely try to get lost so we can find where our way back home. But the second thing, secondly, we sample the restaurants. We already know what the chains were like.
Right.
And so we went to everyone that did not have a chain. I think we only have like maybe 3 or 4 left in town that we haven't tried.
Right.
And this community is so blessed.
Oh,
so to
I'm
have them all in
you.
One spot, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and the restaurants, I mean, I left my other sheet on my desk at work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurants, I mean, you know, we have Painted Horse, Chick-fil-A, La Fiesta, El Mogwai's, almost every restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many we have, but considering we have almost 40, there's
a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And then we have new ones. That has just opened up. Taco Pachitas, and I hope I said that right. I call it my little Mexican food place down from the Mission. My husband just, I swear he could eat Mexican food 3 times a day, but it's great. We go down there and have tacos. But anyway, there's so many restaurants that we could not do this without them either because, and like I said, I hope it's a win-win thing because we're advertising them and they're helping us, so.
Mm-hmm. And once again, is there a website that people can go to learn more about the mission and, of course,
absolutely.
About the event?
Our website is agapebartlesville.com. In fact, we just got through updating some things on there.
Nice.
And so agapebartlesville.com. We also have a Facebook page, the Agape Mission of Bartlesville. We have an Empty Bowl page on Facebook. So go and learn more about us. Come by the mission. We'd love to give you a tour of our new facility. We're just thankful we get to go to work every day.
Oh, man. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you being here with us today and letting us know about Empty Bowls and, of course, the Agape Mission. Sherry, thank you. Wonderful.
Thank
you so much.
Hope
we can do this again.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure.
All right. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and NECAMP.